Think about all the time that you will save in the future if you have that conversation. And I can almost guarantee you that your boss will be so appreciative of the fact that you had that conversation with them because you just saved them a lot of time too.
I think it's important to have clear expectations where both parties understand exactly what's needed of the other to be able to track progress and to be able to just continue to move forward.
Welcome to the Career Advancement Academy.
We're your hosts, Jack and Kara Dennison, and we're your ultimate career coaches.
We're here to help you find, land, and crush your dream job.
And help you live an amazingly authentic life while doing it.
If you're a professional ready to make the money you're worth, make an impact at companies you like, and live authentically, this podcast is for you.
Welcome to the Career Advancement Academy. Class is in session.
Welcome back to the Career Advancement Academy podcast. I'm one of your co-hosts, Kara Dennison, with my other co-host, Jack Dennison. And this month, for the month of March, we are talking about managing. We're managing in March, right? So this week for episode 39, we are talking about your guide to advancing your career by managing up. So let's talk a little bit about what is managing up. A lot of people have not even heard this term. And I want to make sure that people, one, understand what it is, and two, are able to really understand how to manage up. Because if you are able to manage up, which is, and we'll talk about what it is, you're able to really advance your career by being very strategic and emotionally intelligent with your relationship with your boss. So, Jack, give us the definition of what Harvard Business Review tells us what managing up is.
Harvard Business Review defines it as being the most effective employee to create value for your boss and your company.
Yeah. Okay. So that seems a little bit vague, but what managing up really is it's a goal to form a positive and a productive relationship with your manager or your boss. And so this is a really critical skill to have in your toolbox, because a lot of people, when they enter the workforce or they have a manager or they enter a new job, they kind of take a back seat in this relationship and they say, well, my boss will tell me what I need to know, or they'll set the goals and they should anticipate or know what I need in order to make sure that my role is as effective as possible. But a relationship is two people, right?
Absolutely. In fact, I've actually been in this position where I was the one sitting there being like, why isn't my manager seeing that I've got this skill? I'm really good at what I do. Why aren't they giving me more? And I remember going to you and asking, like, hey, what should I do here? And you gave me some clear guidelines on opening up communication, letting them know that I was willing to take on more, that I was ready for more. And it really helped foster my growth.
Yeah. And if we break this down to the most simplest of terms, when you're in a relationship with anyone, right? But let's talk about a boss and an employee relationship. At the end of the day, you're two humans, right? And so what we sometimes forget about when we start entering the workforce and we have a manager is we kind of assume that this manager or this leader has more knowledge or has this special ability that we don't have because they've been in the workforce for a lot longer than we have, right? But the fact of the matter is that they don't have this special reading mind ability that we wish that they could have. And it's disappointing. I wish that they gave it to us in that onboarding package when we become leaders, but that's okay. So with this knowledge of the fact that, hey, my boss can't read my mind, my manager doesn't know what I need unless I communicate it, and I can be a better employee and have a better relationship with my boss and a better work environment if I learn, one, who my manager is and how they operate. If I, two, become aware of what their goals are and how I can help. And three, ask how my manager can support me and my goals. and tell them what I need in order to achieve those goals, well, our relationship can become a much more fruitful and beneficial relationship. And not just that, but we both can win, right? My manager can know exactly what I need and provide that for me. And I can help my manager, which means that we are going to be achieving goals and winning all around, right?
I think it's really important to view managing up as not like changing our manager or going around their authority in any way, but it's really trying to build those bridges of harmony and partnership and really having that clear communication.
Yeah, and one of the things that a lot of people, when they hear managing up, they kind of think, and I had this thing too, is like, oh, okay, I have to manage up. I have to manage my boss because they're not doing their job. So I'm in a crappy situation. I have to manage them. I have to get around them or whatever like that. That's not what I'm talking about. And in fact, if you're in a toxic workplace or if you have a poor leader, we can talk about that. But what I'm trying to talk about now is, hey, you have a decent leader. You have a great leader. You're maybe new to the team or potentially running into a couple of roadblocks. And how can we create a more positive and productive working relationship so that we all win? And so here's what it is, which is, again, creating that positive and productive working relationship. Two, understanding your manager's goals and getting clear on your goals as well, right? Three, learning and adapting to their communication and work style. So, understanding what their communication and work style is, because it's not going to be exactly like yours, maybe, but also sharing your communication and work style, right? So, it's a two-way street there. Anticipating your manager's needs and sharing your needs when they come up. And sharing your career goals so that your manager can support you, right? So that's what managing up is. Jack, what is managing up not?
I think it's would be not going above their head, trying to manage our manager, also trying to change our manager, as well as say, judging or evaluating their behaviors or abilities as if we were their manager.
Exactly. So managing up, like I said, it's a partnership, it's adapting, it's being resilient, it's figuring out ways that you can have a really great, harmonious, and productive work relationship together so that you all can win. So, Jack, why do we even care about this? Why do we even want this? Why should we want to manage up?
Well, I mean, it gives you so many benefits. It improves the job satisfaction. It's going to give you somebody that you can talk to at a more communicative level. It's going to bring you more career opportunities because now we have a better working relationship with that manager. So if they choose to move on, well, maybe they bring you with them. It also is going to give you greater influence within the organization because now that manager is valuing who you are, how you go about your work, and that's going to showcase within their conversations with others, but it's also going to help you develop just long-term career growth and leadership development. It's also going to contribute to a positive organizational culture overall. And really having that strong connection is going to be able to lever you're going to be able to leverage it in so many ways.
Yeah, absolutely. This is also a really big sign of emotional intelligence, right? A lot of people with that fixed mindset instead of that growth mindset, they're going to see their boss as an adversary instead of a teammate, right? And when you're able to really zoom out and see, hey, we're all on the same team. My boss is here to help me and I'm here to help them, it creates this foundational understanding and empathizing. Create relationship between you and your manager and the rest of your team so that you can work through challenges and pressures together, right? Again, this is a way to create that mutual respect, and it's a two-way street that opens up that open communication and trust and affords so much of those benefits in the short term and in the long term. Like Jack said, when you're able to have that great relationship, it opens up so many opportunities, not just in your current role where you can volunteer for additional projects, really make sure that you have the tools and resources that you need in order to get things done. feel comfortable talking to other senior leaders because of the fact that you have this really great relationship. You have a boss that can advocate for you. But in the long term, I've seen and we've worked with clients that have managed up successfully that now they're in a job search later in their career where they're able to call those managers and those managers have advocated for them at future companies and gotten them jobs. And I think it's incredible because they've had this great relationship. So, yeah, go ahead.
I completely agree. I think it's really important now that we kind of give some guidance on how to go about this, because I think it's a slippery slope, and it's definitely something that I might have overstepped in certain areas of my career early on, not knowing how to do this correctly.
Well, that's why we're having this podcast episode, right? When you're new in your career, and I've done this too incorrectly, right? There's this line when you're earlier in your career or you're in a new job where you're so excited, where you just want to either, for me, I know I was just so excited. I was a high achiever. I really wanted to succeed. And so I was on that eager side, right? Where I wanted to create that relationship so fast and that I wasn't, that I was almost forcing it, right? And then there's other situations where I felt almost like that boss wasn't either capable or I didn't understand their work style or I didn't understand their communication. And instead I took it very personally, right? I took it like maybe it was me, not something else that was going on in their life, right? And I forgot that human aspect. I put them on this pedestal. I put them on this role and I put myself as an adversary. And what that did is it didn't set me up for success or our relationship up for long-term success. And the reason why we're having this podcast episode is if you're earlier in your career or if you're starting a new role, it's a really great idea to, and we're going to talk about some steps to help you manage up, to start out on the right foot or to restart out. If you've kind of had this tension with your boss to, hey, let's start over, right? I want to make sure that we're winning together. We're on the same side of the table. And that's really the biggest part of it, is being on the same side of the table and on the same team so that you can work together seamlessly, right? And it's not easy. It's not easy when you're early in your career and you're having a lot of these feelings or a lot of frustrations, or you're new and you're not sure how to manage this. And that's why we want to give you some tips. So speaking of, let's talk about some tactical ways that we can do this.
Well, I think number one at the top of the list, it's really getting some face time with our manager. So we should really kind of urge to schedule some one-on-ones proactively, and also when we need help. So when we're looking to do that, if there's growth that we want, we should reach out and say, hey, can we have a monthly meeting? And then, of course, if something does pop up and something that you're needing some support on, let's reach out again and ask, hey, there's something urgent that I'm working on and I would love some clarity if you have 5 to 10 minutes to discuss. Also, we need to update our manager on our progress regularly. We make sure that they know that we're in it. We're working on that to achieve the results that they're looking for.
Yeah. When it comes to scheduling these one-on-ones, it should be something that your manager does, right? Your manager should want to meet with you one-on-one on a regular cadence, like Jack said, monthly or weekly. But it is something where, like I mentioned at the top of this episode, your boss is not going to know your needs or not. They're just not going to know unless you communicate. When it comes to those one-on-ones, I want to just dive into them, into that just real quickly, because a lot of times one-on-ones can devolve into something that isn't productive, right? It could be, hey, we're just meeting one-on-one. What do you want to get for lunch today? How's it going? How's the family? Blah, blah, blah. And then you leave that one-on-one and you're like, oh, wait, we didn't really talk about the things that I needed to talk about. And so in order to prepare for those one-on-ones, make sure that you take some time before your one-on-ones and write out where you are on your progress, like Jack said, updating your manager on your progress regularly. Write down where you are on projects that you're working on, write down the questions that you have, and write down the obstacles that you're facing on these projects. Like, hey, I need to get someone from engineering to work with me on this, and I can't get a hold of anyone. And I've tried, I need your help to advocate for me to get a resource from that engineering group, as an example. That's why your boss is there, in order to help you succeed in your role. And they won't know that you're struggling unless you're communicating it with them, right?
That was a great point.
Yeah. So what are some other things that we can do when we're managing up, Jack?
I think really we can try to anticipate our manager's needs after we learn a little bit more about their working style and who they are. We can kind of see some patterns. And then from that, can we adapt to their communication style? Can we start providing more detailed emails, so to speak, on certain projects that we're working on or deliverables to a certain client? Maybe we need to prepare some brief summaries or formal reports or have informal check-ins with them if they prefer that kind of informal open door policy, pop in whenever you like. Really, we need to make sure that the communication style meets them where they are. So, because they're so busy, we want to allow that gap to be bridged as quickly as possible. But this also includes identifying their work style, not just the communication style. Are they very analytical? Are they conceptual? Are they just direct? Are they supportive? Those are really the things we kind of need to know, because that's going to allow us to really understand how best they work so that we can support that and provide as much quality around that aim that they tend to prefer.
Why I really like this, and it might sound like I'm not going to anticipate their needs. They need to be help and support me, right? All this other stuff. But it's really important because of the fact that when I started in corporate and things like that, I always assumed that my boss would want to receive information, receive reports or projects in a certain way. And I assumed it was the way that I would want it, right? Fully detailed, creative, in a PowerPoint, et cetera, right? That's where I was at the time. And I remember distinctly a moment where I presented this presentation to a senior leader, and halfway through, they interrupted me and they said, "Can you get to the point and tell me what it is that we need to do moving forward now that you've stated the problem?" And I remember that so clearly because I remember thinking to myself, if I had just asked how they wanted this information presented, I could have saved myself hours of time creating this huge PowerPoint. The PowerPoint for the senior leader was too much information. I was taking up too much of their time. They just wanted concise, to the point information. Funny enough, later, a couple of years later, I had a boss that only wanted very robust PowerPoint presentations, right? So to help save you and yourself with time when it comes to communicating and anticipating their needs, have that conversation within your first 30, 60, 90 days with your new boss, right? Hey, when it comes to presenting new ideas, problems, projects, presentations, my previous boss, if this is a new boss in your thing, or previously in my career, this is how other leaders may have wanted this presentation. How would you like us to communicate this type of stuff, right? Having that communication style, it might feel a little bit like, oh, gulp. Like, I don't want to have that conversation with them in the first 30, 60, 90 days. But think about all the time that you will save in the future if you have that conversation. And I can almost guarantee you that your boss will be so appreciative of the fact that you had that conversation with them because you just saved them a lot of time too.
I love that. I think it's important to have clear expectations where both parties understand exactly what's needed of the other to be able to track progress and to be able to just continue to move forward. And when I haven't done this, that's when I've suffered in my past. And when I have, that's when I had amazing working relationships with my managers.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the final pieces that is really important is setting your clear expectations and your intentions, right? Share with your leader what your goals are for your career and what you want to develop and what skills you want to develop and grow throughout your time working with them, right? Developing your connections, developing your skills, developing yourself while working with your manager is only going to make you more valuable as an asset on their team. And setting those clear expectations, boundaries, and intentions with your manager while working with them is also going to help create a better working relationship, right? This is also going to help protect you as well if you say, hey, listen, this is how I work. This is how I want to support you. How can I be adaptable in order to support you while also setting some boundaries? Hey, just to let you know, I put my phone down when I get home at the end of the day. So if you try and reach out or send me an email, I will absolutely make sure that I get back to you first thing in the morning once I'm in the office. This is a professional and clear way that not only are you making it clear that you're there to support them, but you're setting those professional boundaries so that you're not getting overstepped and you're maintaining those work-life balance and harmony moments that you want, right? And that you need as well.
I love it. I think it's so, so important that we all have more of this at our fingertips to be able to further our career. And we need to make sure that when we're doing this, managing up is more than just meeting expectations. It's about exceeding them. It's about positioning yourself as an invaluable leader amongst your peers and your team. You want to be able to contribute positively to your organization's culture. That's why we're looking to do this and have you enable this in your career.
Yeah. And remember, this is a huge skill to develop and a huge leadership skill that you're developing early in your career. It's improving your emotional intelligence. It's improving your communication, and it's allowing you to create a better relationship for short-term benefits and long-term benefits. Those that have a great working relationship with their leader and are able to really create that, they're the ones that are more comfortable speaking to senior leadership, presenting to senior leadership, asking for their needs, setting boundaries, and learning those lessons earlier in their career. And they go further in their career and they advance it much easier because they're used to having those tough conversations, asking for what they need because they've built that skill. I'm not saying that this is easy, but I am saying that it's worth it because you deserve to have a good working relationship with your manager.
I think it's a great, great value.
Yeah, absolutely. I highly encourage you to check out a video that I'm dropping tomorrow on our Optimized Career Solutions YouTube channel, where we dive into this a little bit further. We talk a little bit about communicating and relationship building. So we dive a little bit more into this in our YouTube video tomorrow. I highly recommend checking it out. Make sure that you're subscribed to the Career Advancement Academy podcast, wherever you get your podcast. Leave us a 5-star review. We would love it. It would mean a lot to us. And make sure that you're subscribed to the Optimized Career Solutions YouTube channel. You can absolutely watch all of our Career Advancement Academy podcast episodes, us recording them on the YouTube channel Optimized Career Solutions as well. If you are struggling with your career and thinking it might be time to find a new one or a new role with a great boss, make sure that you also set a free career success session with myself or Jack at optimizedcareers.com. We would love to speak to you about your next career step. I hope that you have a great week and we will see you next week.
Bye, y'all.
Thank you for attending the Career Advancement Academy this week. We hope you enjoyed today's conversation.
If you know a friend or colleague who would benefit from this episode, make sure to share it with them. And make sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on upcoming episodes.
If you're interested in working with us, check out www.optimizedcareersolutions.com to learn more.